The police raids on the ABC are linked to the Afghan files, a series of confidential documents leaked to the ABC exposing allegations of war crimes by Australian Special Forces soldiers. Those claims are the subject of a high-level independent military investigation, and it's not clear when that process will be completed. David Sparks reports.
When hundreds of pages of secret Defence Force documents were leaked to the ABC, they provided an unprecedented glimpse into the murky ethical landscape soldiers were forced to operate in during Australia's longest-running conflict. They detailed allegations of unlawful killings, and when the story broke in July 2017, the nation was shocked.
I saw innocent people killed who didn't need to die or deserve to die in circumstances that were unwarranted and ultimately avoidable.
The Office of the Inspector General of the Australian Defence Force has been conducting an inquiry into the issues raised, and it's understood that inquiry should be completed by the end of the year. The documents outline several confronting incidents between 2009 and 2013. In one, in 2012, a boy of 14 or 15 years was shot and killed in Kandahar province. His family insist he was simply out picking figs. In separate incidents in 2013, a man and his six-year-old son were killed during a raid on their home. A man on a motorbike was killed for fear he was acting as a spotter. And a detainee was killed while alone with an Australian soldier. The documents also outlined concerns that the organisational culture within the elite special forces had deteriorated, referring to a drift in values and the desensitisation of soldiers. The Australia Defence Association Executive Director Neil James says it's understandable that the Inspector General's inquiry has taken so long.
There have been many complications over the course of the investigation, not least discussion in the press that led to defamation actions. It's a complex investigation, and people adversely named in inquiry have to be given the chance to answer those allegations.
The Defence Force began investigating the allegations before media attention was sparked in 2017. In 2016, the Inspector General began investigating rumours of possible breaches by members of the Australian Defence Force of the laws of armed conflict. That inquiry is led by New South Wales Supreme Court Judge Paul Brereton. Mr James says the fact that inquiry and others began before the media learnt about the allegations shows the Defence Force has been serious about tackling the problem.
The idea that only the press can expose it to the cold, hard light of day when there's an independent inquiry, quite a detailed one going on at the same time, is a little bit of a nonsense. I mean, the exposure to the cold, hard lights of day are going to come from the independent inquiry more than they're going to come from the press coverage. But we can understand the press interest, because the moment you put Special Forces or SASR or something in a banner headline, people get interested.
The Australia Defence Association's Executive Director Neil James, ending that report by David Sparks.